I'm Sharon Betters, and this is the Daily Treasure Podcast produced by Mark Inc. Ministries. Today's devotional is called Default Mode, and today's treasure is from Psalm 84, verses 5 through 7. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength until each appears before God in Zion. Let's finish this week with the same question with which we started. What is your default mode when life comes crashing down? What is your automatic response when confronted with a crisis too big to imagine, overwhelming grief, or sudden loss? Remember the story of the Juilliard-trained blind musician trapped in a prison of rubble after a horrific earthquake. He survived 18 hours in this prison by tapping into life disciplines, 20 minutes of prayer and meditation, followed by 40 minutes of playing in his mind every classical piece he had memorized over the years. His default mode in a crisis was to go back to what he knew and had comforted him in daily life. Jean Fleming, who tells this story in her book Pursue the Intentional Life, declares that everyday life provides ample challenges and opportunities to choose the shape my life will take. Friends, this man chose wise daily habits. When life fell on him, those disciplines calmed his spirit and gave him purpose. This past week of devotions challenges us with some opportunities to choose what will shape our daily lives, to make choices that will help shape our crisis default mode. The scripture in today's treasure reminds us of the need to acknowledge we too are on pilgrimage. We don't belong here. We are on our way home. To successfully reach our destination, we need a roadmap, a grid through which we push all of our decisions and actions along the way. We need a biblical worldview where we trust that the Bible has all we need to experience the peace and strength of the Lord in our journey. Throughout our journey, we need to intentionally seek out guides who share our biblical worldview. There are people ahead of us in the journey who are leaving puddles of grace designed to refresh us as we travel through the valley of tears to the city of God. In your journal, note the ways in which you presently, intentionally seek out puddles of grace left by guides who share your worldview. If you don't spend time searching the scriptures for life-giving wisdom from our God, start today. If you don't know where to start, begin reading the book of John and ask the Lord to open your eyes to the person of Jesus. Watch how he interacts with people and note that the driving force in his life is the will of his Father. Ask him to open your heart to his purposes in your pilgrimage and to lead you to people ahead of you who will help you dig into the Word and lead you to puddles of grace designed to help turn your heart toward Jesus. The question before us today is how to build an infrastructure into our daily lives that will not crumble when the enemies of depression, weariness, betrayal, and shattered dreams assault us. We start with reviewing our personal worldview and affirming our identity as warrior women whose king is Jesus. Remember what Jean Fleming said in her book, "Everyday life provides ample challenges and opportunities to choose the shape my life will take." And, oh Father, we pray that today, just today, we would look at those challenges and opportunities and we would choose to remember that you are sovereign and we can trust you and that our actions will flow through that grid. Friends, it's always so wonderful to be thinking of those whose lives have been touched by Daily Treasure and the many resources that we offer through Mark Inc. Ministries. And one of those that I love to share with you, as you know, if you have been subscribed to Daily Treasure for any length of time, is our Help and Hope podcast. And this week, I am encouraging you to go to markinc.org, click the Help and Hope link, and look for my conversation with Dr. John Dunlop. And we talk about dementia. And I can't encourage you enough to listen to this conversation where this wonderful physician who has worked with the elderly for many, many years gives us comfort and hope and encouragement as he talks about this really painful the long goodbye that so many families experience because of dementia. In this conversation, he defines dementia. He talks about what family members face when they are in that long goodbye and caring for their loved one. I know that this is going to encourage you, even if you don't have someone who has this disease, but I would also ask you to help us get the word out. I know that there's someone in your life that might be struggling with a family member or maybe even for themselves. I know that this conversation would be helpful. So go to markinc.org, M-A-R-K-I-N-C.org, click the Help and Hope link, and look for my conversation with Dr. John Dunlop on the topic when the diagnosis is dementia. I'm Sharon Betters, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow.